We're joined now in the studio by Paul Frelick, the artistic director at Deep Dish Theater in University Mall, and Neil Bullard, who is one of the actors in the Center of the Landing, which is the new play that is opening up at Deep Dish, new musical, I should say, that's opening up at Deep Dish on Halloween night next week, Friday. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Good to be here.
So, Paul, let me start with you. Tell us about The Landing. It's from one of the, it's written by one of the writers of Chicago Cabaret, those really, really great musicals. And it's such a cool premise. Tell us about it.
Yeah, John Kander is one of the truly great living legends of the American musical theater. As you say, Cabaret, Chicago. He wrote New York, New York. Mm-hmm. But this is him operating in a little different vein. This is when you say it's a new musical, it's an accent on both the new and the musical, because this is his brand new piece, and we're the first people to do it outside of the New York production, the original New York production.
We've been really lucky as far as that goes. I know we had a couple of really cool plays that just came down from New York, and we're at other venues. And Deep Dish just did A Kid Like Jake, which was had just barely debuted in New York, and then it was making its sort of southeastern debut down here, and the same thing with Landis.
Yeah, and it carries with it certain wrinkles that you don't get when you're doing Shakespeare. You know, we just got the music for the first rehearsal, sent to us electronically. The hard copies don't exist yet.
Wow.
Because they were busy, orchestrating it and working out all the parts and things. So, but it's a very different kind of musical. It's ideally suited to our little theater there in University Mall. Four actors, four musicians, and three pieces, three mini musicals within the one. They're all we usually describe them as Twilight Zone episodes. They're little tales of the unexpected, a little spooky maybe, certainly surprising. And the actors each play different roles in each of the stories. Mm-hmm. So they're thematically related, but three separate stories.
And perfect in the Twilight Zone vein that it's opening on Halloween night.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And that was the clincher as I was looking at pieces this season when I realized Halloween fell on a Friday.
Yeah.
Looking for that piece that might be ideally suited to that. And this one just fit the bill.
Well, Paul, you're the artistic director. I've got to turn to Neil Bullard now, who is one of the four actors who is going to be in this play. And we should mention is also 14 years old. So, Neil, tell us how you came to this production.
I live in Sanford, North Carolina, so mm-hmm. I do local theater there. And I got a call from Paul saying that he wanted me to audition, so I came down to Chapel Hill and auditioned. And here I am.
So you're playing three different parts, basically, in this one?
Or, yeah.
Tell us about the three little mini plays, I guess.
They're all, in my opinion, relatively similar. There's a lot of connections between them. But there are some moments where you have to breathe and, like, tell yourself, I'm this character, not this one.
Mm.
Got to refocus.
Awesome. So can we get a preview of what these I don't want to give too much away, but just sort of a sense of what one or more of these plays, mini plays, scenes entail?
Sure. Yeah, and you're right. It's a little tricky to, especially in the form of a small piece.
You can't give too much away without giving everything away, right?
Right, right. Yeah. But the first piece is called Andra, and it's about a friendship that struck up between a lonely boy that Neil plays and a mm-hmm. the carpenter at his house. The second one is a little more fantastical. It's about he plays a boy visiting his aunt for the summer, and she falls under the influence of an artifact, a brick from the wall of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Mm-hmm. So that one's called The Brick. And the third piece is called The Landing, which gives the title to the whole evening. And that's about Neil plays a boy who's been adopted, and his new parents start to wonder about some of the stories that he tells them, and then we start to learn more about him. So
I am so excited about this. We're speaking with Paul Frelick and Neil Bullard. Paul's the artistic director, Neil one of the actors in The Landing at Deep Dish Theater. It's opening on a Halloween, and what a perfect night for it. Neil, you've done theater, done plenty of theater before, but what is the unique challenge, or what are the challenges about three different parts in one night? You mentioned having to keep them all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mainly keeping up your health. That's most important.
You got a week to go.
Yeah, and just staying on top of your lines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's about it. How are you liking the music? I know the music doesn't actually exist on paper yet, but tell us about the music a little bit.
It's challenging, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, awesome. So the play is The Landing. It opens at Deep Dish again on Halloween, and there's a couple of other special events associated with it as well, as always with the run. So Paul, tell us about those.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a series of discussions. Glenn Merbach, the musical director, who also accompanies the show. He and I will be talking after one of the performances. Gregory Cable is coming down from UNC to talk about John Kander's career.
Mm-hmm.
Do want to mention Greg Pierce, the playwright, who is the other half of the team. John Kander wrote for many, many years with Fred Ebb, and Fred Ebb died about 10 years ago, and this is the first new partnership. And this is, for people who know his work, this is a much different kind of piece. It's smaller in scope. The music weaves in and out of the dialogue, so you don't have the big production numbers in the way. We describe it sometimes as a chamber musical because it's much more intimate than what people might come to expect from the composer of Cabaret in Chicago.
Awesome.
And we're our book discussion this time we're reading.
Yeah, I really want you to mention the book discussion, because I can't say anything about The Landing having not seen it, but I have read this book and it's great.
Yeah, George Saunders' 10th of December, and it actually works in a number of the same ways as the play does. It's a book of short stories, and you never know where the next one is going, but they're exciting and funny and surprising, and all of the things that happen in our play.
Yeah, awesome. And if you haven't gotten your hands on a copy of this book, I can tell you, go to the bookstore, pick one up, take it home, read the first story and the last story, and you will be blown away, and everything in the middle as well. The Landing is the play. It opens on Halloween, which is a week from today, Friday the 31st, at Deep Dish Theater. DeepDishTheater.org is the website if you want to go there for times and ticket information, and that's right in University Mall, so very convenient as well. Paul Frelick, Neil Bullard, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Thanks.